He started wrestling at 8 years old, following the steps of his big brother. But he was seemingly born to grapple, and people around him noticed, including an assistant coach at Cuyahoga Valley Christian Academy. Dave Bergen first had heard of 10-year-old Harry from one of his team's own wrestlers, Damian Lester.
He kept telling me, "Coach, my little brother's awesome." And I heard how good he was from folks that were in the wrestling community. He'd start tagging along at some of our events, and he'd roll around with some of the guys on the mat, some of our varsity guys. And I thought then, I sure hope he comes to CVCA along with his brother, because he's good. Didn't know how good at the time.
Harry did enroll, and his potential was realized at CVCA. When he graduated in 2001, it was as a four-time Ohio High School Wrestling state champion. But his dreams were bigger, and once gravitating to the Greco-Roman style of wrestling, with its focus on technique and the limitations to using only the upper part of the body, he soared and began to focus on Olympic wrestling gold.
That's the highest you can get in our sport is to go to the Olympics and then win a gold medal. So I think most people who are serious about the sport, most wrestlers, you have to have those aspirations.
Being the top seed and a projected gold medal favorite for the games 4 years ago, Harry and the tight-knit Greco-Roman wrestling community were stunned when Harry was defeated in the semifinal round at the 2008 U.S. Wrestling Team Trials. His Beijing dream shattered, Harry Lester invoked the wrestler retirement rite of leaving his empty shoes on the mat. The 24-year-old Lester left the gym that evening for the first time since his childhood in Akron, with wrestling no longer his life's focus.
The previous 15 years of my life was all wrestling, 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 wrestling from January to January. That's what I was doing. And I wanted to try something different, go out and work, you know, a real job.
For nearly a year, he went to an office job every day and hated it.
Once I did that, I realized that I wanted to wrestle again. So now here I am.
It was difficult. When he stepped away from the sport, that was sad, but at the end of the day, that was his decision, and I think the right decision for him to have a break and to enjoy life, not as Harry Lester the wrestler, but Harry Lester the human being.
Lester eventually joined the U.S. Army and its elite Greco-Roman squad, which placed three members on the 2012 U.S. Olympic wrestling team. Even more focused, he won the 2009 U.S. Nationals Championship, the World Team Trials Championship in 2009 and 2011, and was the 2011 U.S. Open Champion. With skills honed in the military, Justin Lester, as he now bills himself, regards his sport differently. Soft-spoken but with an inner fire, Lester believes he gained strength from representing America and from being part of the Army's world-class athlete program.
It runs through your mind every time you put on the black and gold uniform, you know. Anytime you put on anything with WCAP or Army, you know, you got to represent your team, you got to represent your family, but more importantly, you got to represent those guys who are over there sacrificing and make sure, you know, we have this opportunity. So wrestling for a lot more than just yourself and immediate people around you. You got a lot of people over there ducking bullets and eating sand, and every time you win, you thank them and you thank them for giving you that opportunity.
He's tremendously proud to be from Akron, Ohio, and returns as often as possible to see his family and his coach's family, his mainstays.